Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome back, Deep Divers. Today, we're taking a look at a truly wild neighbor story.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Right. So, this was originally submitted to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast, but they're letting us borrow it.
Awesome.
And a long one, so buckle up.
Okay.
All right, so picture this. Our listener is moving into their new place in Colorado.
Beautiful state.
It is. They've decided to quit smoking marijuana and are ready for a peaceful new start, right?
Makes sense. Clean slate. New environment.
Exactly. But things get weird right away, like on moving day.
Oh, no. What happened?
The neighbor, right off the bat, accuses them of smoking marijuana.
Whoa, hold on. They just moved in?
I know. And get this, they weren't even smoking.
Seriously, that's a strange way to greet a new neighbor. No. Talk about judgmental.
Yeah, it's a really weird first impression. Like, hello to you too, right?
Yikes.
Okay, so the story goes on. Our listener describes their apartment, and their room shares a wall with the neighbor's unit.
I see where this is going. Thin walls. Classic neighbor trouble.
Yep. But here's the thing. Our listener isn't a loud person. They're saying they're pretty quiet overall.
Okay, so what's the issue?
Anytime they have a conversation, even a quiet one, the neighbors start banging on the wall.
Really? Every time? That's a bit much, isn't it?
Totally. It's like they're trying to control when our listener can and cannot talk in their own home.
Controlling is a good word for it. So what did they do? Just take it.
At first, yeah, they tried to ignore it.
I mean, what else can you do?
Right. But it just kept happening.
Yeah.
Every single conversation. Bang, bang, bang. Super frustrating.
Oh, I bet. Did they ever try, like, talking to the neighbor?
Oh, yeah. Later on. But first, they tried to just avoid any noise complaints.
Makes sense.
Like, they even started listening to music with headphones.
Oh, wow. Really going the extra mile to be considerate?
But the neighbor still managed to comment on their music, saying things like, oh, she really loves her music, huh?
Wait, what? How could they even know?
That's what's so creepy. It's like they were straining to hear everything going on.
Whoa, that's getting into, like, hyper-aware territory. A little too interested, you know?
Exactly. Like, they were under constant surveillance. And it gets weirder.
Weirder? How?
Our listener even tried using sign language, thinking, hey, this will solve the noise problem.
That's thinking outside the box. Smart.
But even that didn't work. The neighbor still noticed.
Hold up. They saw them signing through the fence.
Yep. Even though the fence separating their yards only had tiny slits to see through.
Okay, that's just straight up creepy. It's like they were looking for something to complain about.
Right. Like, they were determined to make life difficult. It really messed with our listener's head. Made them wonder if there was something else going on, something we're not being told.
Yeah, I'd be wondering the same thing. It's like there has to be more to the story.
So, feeling totally creeped out, our listener decided to finally confront the neighbors directly.
Good. It's about time. What happened?
They kept it simple, just asked, hey, is there something you need to talk about? You know, just trying to open a dialogue.
Totally reasonable.
The neighbors, they just brushed it off. Said something like, oh, we just don't like the noise. But their tone, the whole vibe, it was so dismissive. So cold.
Ooh, yeah. I can practically feel
the bad vibes from here.
But then, get this. During the confrontation, the neighbor brought up some very personal stuff about our listener's life.
Personal stuff? Like what?
Things they had no way of knowing. Conversations that happened over the phone, things never discussed out loud.
Whoa, that's crossing a line. It's not just nosiness anymore.
Right. It's like they were actively eavesdropping. And that's when things took a really dark turn.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear about this.
Our listener started feeling totally unsafe in their own home, like tiptoeing around, terrified to make a sound.
Wow, that's awful, just living in fear like that.
They even stopped using their blender because they were so afraid of bothering them. Imagine being that afraid in your own apartment.
It's heartbreaking. You should feel comfortable in your own space.
Totally. But it gets worse.
Seriously, how could it get worse?
They tried going to the landlord, explaining the whole situation.
Yeah.
You know, the accusations, the banging, the weird eavesdropping.
What did the landlord say?
Basically nothing. Just dismissed the whole thing. Said the neighbors were quiet tenants and that there had never been any complaints about them before.
Oh, come on. That's so frustrating.
I know. Our listener must have felt so alone and helpless.
It's like nobody believed them.
Yeah, like they were going crazy. But then things escalated even further.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat. What happened next?
One night, our listener was working late in their bedroom, and they noticed a shadow pass by their window.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, at first they didn't think much of it, but then it happened again.
Seriously?
And when they looked closer, they saw their neighbor standing right outside, staring in tear.
No way.
And get this, they had this, like, smug grin on their face.
That's terrifying.
Like something in a horror movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, just to make it even worse, the neighbor started laughing, loud enough for them to hear through the glass.
Oh my God.
Before disappearing back into their apartment. So at this point, our listeners understandably freaked out, and they decide to call the police.
Makes sense. It's like, what else can you do at that point?
Right. They explained everything to the police, you know, the constant complaints, the strange smells, the pacing outside the window, the eavesdropping.
Did the police take them seriously?
They took notes, but in the end, nothing really happened.
Of course not.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating how these situations are often dismissed.
It is, and it can be really discouraging for the victim, you know? Like, who do you turn to when even the police can't help?
Exactly. It makes you feel so powerless.
And then, the next morning, our listener finds a note on their door.
A note? What did it say?
Just three words. We're watching you.
Chills. That's a straight up threat.
Right. Our listener is at their wit's end. They reach out to friends and family for advice, but no one really knows what to do.
It's tough because what can you say in a situation like that?
Yeah, it's a situation where there are no easy answers.
So what did they do? Did they just keep living like that in constant fear?
Thankfully, no. They decided to take matters into their own hands and start planning their escape.
I'm glad to hear that. They recognized that their well-being was at stake and that they needed to get out of that situation.
Exactly. They packed up their belongings, said goodbye to the apartment that no longer felt like home, and got ready for a fresh start.
Good for them. It takes a lot of courage to leave a situation like that, but sometimes it's the only option.
It is. And there's one final detail that just adds insult to injury, so to speak.
Oh, no. What happened?
On the morning of the move, as our listener was loading the last box into their car, the neighbors were standing at their door watching.
Ugh, they just couldn't let it go, could they?
Nope. And the man who had been tormenting our listener all this time, he waved with this smug grin on his face.
Ugh, that's just so messed up. It's like he was taking pleasure in their misery.
It is. And it's a reminder that sometimes the people who make our lives a living hell, they don't care about the consequences of their actions. They just want to exert their power and control.
Absolutely. It's a sad reality.
So we've heard this truly unsettling story, and I'm sure many of our listeners are wondering, what was behind the neighbor's behavior? Was it a personality disorder? Targeted harassment? Something else entirely?
It's hard to say for sure without more information. But there are a few possibilities that come to mind.
Let's dive into those. We talked a little bit about personality disorders earlier, but could you remind our listeners what those are in the context of this story?
Sure. So personality disorders are basically patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving that are unhealthy and inflexible. These patterns can cause significant problems in a person's relationships and overall functioning.
Okay, so how might a personality disorder explain the neighbor's behavior in this case?
Well, one possibility is that they had something called paranoid personality disorder.
I've heard of that. But what does it actually mean?
People with this disorder tend to be very distrustful of others. They often believe that people are trying to harm them or deceive them, even when there's no evidence to support that belief.
So in this case, the neighbors might have genuinely believed that our listener was doing something to harm them, even though there was no basis in reality.
Exactly. They might have misinterpreted our listener's actions, seeing threats where none existed.
That's a scary thought, because it means their behavior, as unsettling as it was, might have been driven by a genuine, albeit distorted, fear.
Right. And it's important to remember that we're not diagnosing anyone here. We're just exploring possibilities.
Totally. But it is a reminder that sometimes the people who harm us are themselves struggling with mental health challenges.
Absolutely. And while that doesn't excuse their behavior, it does add another layer of complexity to the situation.
Okay, so that's one possibility. What about targeted harassment?
Yeah, that's another possibility that we need to consider.
What would make you think that this might be a case of targeted harassment?
Well, the fact that the harassment seemed to escalate over time and that it seemed very focused on our listeners specifically.
Like, they weren't just being difficult neighbors in general. They were going out of their way to torment our listener.
Right. And the note they left, "We're watching you," that's a pretty clear indication of targeted harassment.
It is. It's like they were trying to send a message to instill fear and control.
Exactly. And that's often the goal of harassment, to make the victim feel powerless and isolated.
So we have these two potential explanations, a personality disorder or targeted harassment. But how can our listeners or anyone else in a similar situation distinguish between the two?
That's a great question. And it's not always easy to tell, especially when you're in the middle of it. But there are a few things to look for.
Like what? What are some signs that might help someone figure out what's really going on?
Well, if the behavior seems rooted in a specific identifiable bias, like if the harasser is making derogatory comments or targeting the victim based on their race, religion, or sexual orientation, that's a pretty strong indicator of targeted harassment.
That makes sense, because it means their actions are specifically directed at who the victim is, rather than just stemming from a general paranoia or distrust.
Right. On the other hand, if the behavior seems more generalized, like if they're suspicious of everyone, not just the victim, or if their actions seem driven by irrational fears or beliefs, that might point toward a personality disorder.
Okay, that's helpful.
Okay.
But it's important to remember that we're not clinicians here, and we can't diagnose anyone.
Of course. If you're concerned about someone's mental health, the best thing to do is to reach out to a qualified professional.
Absolutely. So we've talked about potential explanations for this behavior, but what about solutions? What advice would you give to someone who finds themselves in a similar situation?
The most important thing is to prioritize your safety. If you feel threatened or in danger, don't hesitate to call the police.
That seems obvious, but sometimes people are hesitant to involve the authorities, especially in neighbor disputes.
I know, but your safety is paramount. And remember, you have a right to feel safe in your own home.
Absolutely. And don't minimize or dismiss your own experiences. Even if others don't understand or believe you, trust your gut instincts. If something feels wrong, it probably is.
Exactly. And it's important to document everything. Keep a detailed log of every incident, including dates, times, specific behaviors, and any witnesses.
That's such a good tip. It can be hard to remember details later on, especially if you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, so having a written record can be really helpful.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to reach out for support. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or a therapist. Sharing your experiences can help you process what's happening and avoid feeling isolated and alone.
And there are also online forums and support groups where you can connect with others who have been through similar situations.
Right. There are resources available, so don't suffer in silence. Reach out and ask for help.
And sometimes, as our listener did, the best solution is to simply remove yourself from the situation.
It's not always easy to do that, but sometimes it's the healthiest and safest option.
Absolutely. So, to our listener who shared their story with us, we commend your strength and resilience in escaping that nightmare. You deserve to live in peace and security.
And to anyone else out there who's dealing with a difficult neighbor situation, know that you're not alone. There is help available. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for it.
What a truly intense deep dive this has been. We've covered a lot of ground, from the psychological complexities of neighborly relations to the very real dangers of harassment and intimidation. But before we wrap things up, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought-provoking question. Something to ponder as you navigate the often unpredictable waters of human interaction. So we've talked about some pretty extreme neighbor behavior, but here's a question that's been on my mind.
Okay, I'm curious.
Could seemingly good neighbors, like people who are friendly and helpful, also have these darker tendencies lurking beneath the surface?
That's a really interesting question, and kind of a disturbing one too, right?
Totally. It makes you wonder if we could ever really know who our neighbors are.
I think it's important to remember that everyone has different sides to their personality. Someone can be charming and outgoing in one context, but then behave very differently in another.
So, like, someone could be super friendly at a neighborhood barbecue, but then turn into a totally different person behind closed doors.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what makes these situations so tricky. It's not always easy to spot the warning signs.
Okay, so what are some red flags we should be looking for? How can we tell if a seemingly friendly neighbor might actually be harboring some darker tendencies?
One thing to pay attention to is how they respect boundaries. Do they overstep them? Do they make you feel uncomfortable?
Like, what kind of things are we talking about here? Give us some examples.
Sure. Like, do they constantly show up at your door uninvited? Do they pry into your personal life? Do they make comments about your appearance or your home that make you feel uneasy?
Ooh. Yeah, those are all pretty creepy. It's like they're trying to insert themselves into your life in a way that feels intrusive.
Exactly. And if you try to set boundaries with them, how do they react? Do they respect your wishes or do they get defensive or angry?
That's a good point. Someone who can't handle boundaries is definitely a red flag.
Another thing to watch out for is inconsistencies in their behavior. Do they seem like a completely different person when they're around other people?
So, like, they might be all smiles and sunshine in public, but then turn into a nightmare behind closed doors.
Precisely. It's like they're wearing a mask, and it can be hard to tell what's really going on underneath.
That's so unsettling. It makes you realize that you can never truly know someone.
True. And it's why it's so important to trust your gut instincts. If something feels off about a neighbor, even if you can't quite put your finger on it, don't ignore that feeling.
So what should someone do if they start to notice these red flags in a neighbor?
The first step is to start documenting everything. Keep a record of any incidents that make you feel uncomfortable, including dates, times, and specific details.
That's such a good idea. It's like creating a paper trail in case you need it later.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to reach out to others for support. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist.
It's so important to have a support system, especially in a situation like this. It can help you feel less isolated and more empowered.
And if the situation escalates or if you ever feel threatened, don't hesitate to contact the authorities.
Absolutely. Your safety is always the top priority.
Well said.
Well, Deep Divers, this has been one wild ride. We've learned about the dark side of neighborly relations, the red flags to watch out for, and the importance of trusting our instincts.
It's been a fascinating, albeit unsettling, deep dive.
Exactly. So until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe out there.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice, and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.